Jonathan Watts-Leigh is Wealth at Work Director and joins me now. Jonathan, welcome to Gateway Drive Time this afternoon. Can you begin by telling my listeners what the survey has revealed about workers in our area, or the eastern part of England?
Yeah, there's some key findings, really. The first is that about 23% of people in that area say that they want to retire early as a result of the pandemic, which is not far out from the national average, to be fair. It also revealed that 16% of people want to delay retirement plans. So this could be for a number of reasons, the key reason is because they say they actually enjoy work. So maybe it's spent a lot of time spent at home during the pandemic has made them think that they do want to that they do want to carry on working. And then the last group of people that we looked at in the retirement piece was those who were unable to retire but actually wanted to. And there was about 9% of people in the East Anglia region that said that, which again wasn't a million miles from the national picture. The national picture was about 11%.
I'm going to ask the question, why have so many workers over 50, and I've got to say I'm in that age bracket myself, changed their retirement plans in the light of COVID-19? And I can only say from my own work situation is that, you know, when we used to say you'd have a job for life, that seems to be a dim and distant memory. One could have lots of different jobs in a lifetime in today's world. And I found myself redundant on more than one occasions and having to transfer pensions and then then deciding to think, well, shall I cash one of them in? Things keep changing, the goalposts, but goalposts keep moving. And from my own perspective, you know, I found I've had to reevaluate my situation. I'm just wondering if that's the case for others in that age bracket.
Yeah, I think there is a combination of things, actually. I think the financial situation is one of the key drivers. So we know for some people that they need to carry on working, perhaps because their pension pot isn't worth what they'd hoped it'd be worth. Therefore, they just won't generate the income that they'd hoped for. Therefore, one way to deal with that is to carry on working. We also know that during the pandemic that some people, if they were aged 55 or over and therefore able to dip into their pension, they were dipping into their pension even though they may still be working. And one of the key reasons there was because household income may have fallen. So perhaps their partner had been furloughed or lost their job. And so the pension was a way to supplement that income. So, of course, those people now have less money in their pension for when they do ultimately want to retire. But I think in addition to the financial aspect, I think there's also the whole emotional element. And there are people out there that say, you know what? One of the things that the pandemic has taught me is that I need to make the most of life, and I really don't want to carry on working the hours I was working, and I don't want to be doing that commute into work. So those people perhaps are just accepting that they will have a lower income in retirement, but that's a life choice for them.
Now, do you know something? You've reminded me of a friend here who did exactly that. Gave up work completely just a year or so ago because he wanted to write his first book. He wanted to become an author and he didn't have the time to do it all the time he was working in his job. And he took early retirement. He's in his 50s, bless him. And he has written and published his first book and he's now reaping the rewards of that, Jonathan. I've got to say, he's really, you know, it's really buoyed him up. You know, if he was feeling down at all, I can tell you he's completely the opposite of that now.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things that the pandemic has done is it's allowed people to reflect a little bit on what they want and what they don't want. I think if you're in a situation where you can make that decision and you do have enough money behind you to make that decision, albeit you might accept a lower income than perhaps originally may have been the case, then I think that can work really, really well. I think the problem is probably for a lot of the other generations where, you know, particularly the young generations who were hard hit by the pandemic, who really need to go out and find new jobs and make a living.
Yeah, it's tricky, isn't it? And of course, as you were saying before that book story there, some people have to reevaluate because they can find that they are struggling, especially if they're furloughed, made redundant. And what can we say to those this afternoon, Jonathan, for those who want to save more, or if they're struggling with their finances?
Yeah, I think the key thing if people are struggling is to look at where their money is going. And there's lots of research has shown there's lots of areas here that people often ignore. So it ranges from things like insurance. So people buying car insurance, home insurance, contents insurance, they don't shop around. And yet these things are often hundreds and hundreds of pounds. So over a year, it can be a big saving if you shop around and get those better deals. Equally, we find that people set up direct debits for services, so things like music streaming or video streaming, and then they don't use those services, or they set up multiple direct debits and they only use one of them. And so again, it's quite common to see people where money is going out effectively of their bank account every month for something that they're not even using. So again, looking at those sorts of costs is important. People that have debt, again, that's another important area to look at, particularly expensive debt like credit card debt. So often people may be able to consolidate that debt with one provider and have a much lower monthly payment. So again, that could really help and could be quite significant. So I think that whole area of looking at where your money is going and are you using what you're paying for, where it's services that you need to buy. So insurances, for example, are you getting the best deal? Have you got the best deal on things like credit cards? All of that can actually make quite a material difference to your outgoings. Then, of course, if you're saving that money, then you can redirect that money into other things, which could be, for example, your pension for your older age.
Yes, I was going to say, what about older workers? If they're thinking about retiring soon, but they're not sure they can afford it, what advice could we give them?
I think the key thing is to work out, actually, what is the value of your savings? So, of course, yeah, people have many jobs these days and move, and they will have, most of them would have had pensions with jobs in the past. But do they actually understand the value of all those pensions that they've had? So the first thing to do is get all those statements together. Make sure you understand the value of the pensions that you hold. Also look at other savings that you have. So a lot of people may have ISAs or other savings. Again, understand what they're worth, because again, they may contribute to your pension and your income in retirement. And I think it's also really important that people get a state pension forecast as well, so they understand not only how much they're going to get from the state, but they're also very clear as to at what age they're going to get that money from the state. Because if people are retiring before state pension age, then of course their private pensions and savings are going to have to provide that income until that state pension kicks in.
Yeah. Now, shopping around with some of the bills that you say in the companies, we're going to have to do that with energy soon. We're going to have to see which energy company are still standing, I think, before we do that first. And of course, with pension pots, definitely worth exploring if you've got money sitting there and you've not used it. And do check those direct debits, because there could be passive income that could be yours that's going out somewhere. And like you say, you don't use it. Finally, then, Jonathan, where can our listeners go for more information?
Yeah, there's a number of resources. So something like moneyhelper.org is a good place to go. So that will give help, or certainly redirect somebody to a range of services. A lot of them are free and provided by the government, and often help with budgeting or provide tips on what to think about when looking to withdraw money as you go into retirement. Other organisations, if people are struggling with debt, then the charity stepchange.org, again, worth going and have a look at. So they will help you if you're really in severe debt issues. Also talk to your employer as well. Often you will find, particularly those coming up to retirement, often employers will put things in place. So it could be workplace seminars or helplines. So again, it's always worth chatting to your employer to see what services that they will provide.
Great stuff. So Jonathan Watts, Lay Your Wealth at Work Director, thanks for taking time out to speak to me and offer some valuable advice to my listeners this afternoon here on Gateway 97.8.
Thanks, Ros.